In just a couple of hours, most of Castro's house on Seymour Avenue was obliterated. People cheered and balloons were released as the last remnants of the structure were bashed and trampled by machinery. Among those appearing was Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty. He remarked on the fast turn of events, beginning with Amanda Berry's escape May 6th, which led to Castro's arrest and eventual sentencing to life in prison, plus 1,000 years.
It was 3 months and a few days ago that this escape took place, and this man was sent where he belongs, in prison. He's going to sit in the bowels of prison now the rest of his life, the rest of his days, living in fear himself from the other prisoners. Fitting.
Two local contractors destroyed the house and hauled the debris away on their own dime. City Councilman Matt Zone says every last shred of Castro's house is going to be pulverized and discarded.
The reason we're doing that is we don't want anyone to have any remnants of area of Castro's home, so nobody can display it as some sort of trophy on their mantle.
Zone adds that the demolition means healing for Barry, Michelle Knight, and Gina DeJesus, as well as their families. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.